a little bit of a struggle in the first quarter. You came out and tied it at 8, but then you kind of found your rhythm from that point.
Yeah, we worked on the 1-3-1. It's hard to break down sometimes. You got to be a little bit patient, I think, when you first come out. You're a little jacked up with energy and excitement. And, once we settled down, I think we changed some offenses. We found a couple guys open and relaxed a little bit, and then we started hitting some shots.
Never really seemed to be really threatened from that point in the game. You seemed to have things under control from that point on.
Yeah, deja vu all over again. I think we gave up way too many points tonight. Defensively, it wasn't a very great effort. Our kids had a lot of effort, but we were just doing silly things on defense, not moving our feet, letting them take us to the hole, not boxing out, letting them get a tip back. Overall, I give them credit. They fought back. They never quit. They came and played 32 minutes tonight, and putting 64 points on the board is pretty good. We were just lucky that we were shooting the ball well. I think X came off the bench and hit a ton of threes for us to keep us in the lead. I think Ty, for senior night, had a great game for us. Bazanka, he had some early good shots for us, hit a three and grabbed several rebounds, had blocked shots. I think he definitely played a great game for, his last game, or the senior night game. I guess it's another last. We got several more games here tonight, this year. But, overall, I think Ty had a great game. Josiah, I think our other senior, struggled a little bit from the floor tonight, just leaving his shots a little short on the front of the rim, but he was close. He was a playmaker. He had a few assists. And then I don't think Jake had one of his best scoring nights, but, he had some really good things. He had a couple of good drives late that very needed baskets that Jake scored for us. So, overall, anytime you get a win, we'll take it. And we're back to work. We got Sydney coming in Friday night into our place, and probably where we laid a big egg over there at Sydney early in the year. Hopefully our kids have learned from it. That you got to go guts out against a team like that. You can't have mental lapses, and we can compete with Sydney as long as our kids believe, and we come out and shoot the ball. Haven't shot the ball well against Scotts Bluff or Sydney this year, and that's two of our rivals that you just got to play a little bit better offense and buckle down a little bit better defensively.
If you had to look at it here on Tuesday night, what's going to be the key against Sydney Friday night?
I think, intensity, stopping the penetration and really getting on the rebounds. We didn't rebound the ball very well against them before, and they got some putbacks. And, defensively, we've got so much work to do. We get a couple things fixed and then a couple more leaks take place. And, we just got to do a better job defensively and find the right matchups for our kids so they can have some success as well.
How much do you look back at that game back in Sydney on the 5th of January? The 5th of January.
Yeah, I don't take a lot of stock in that. Coach Plummer, he'd seen enough of not competing, and that's what he called it. They weren't competing that night, so he yanked the starters early on, and it got ugly. I think we lost by 30 or so. But, I think it'll be a different ball game Friday night. I expect our kids to compete hard, and hopefully it goes down the wire with us having a shot to win the game.
How much of a difference does it mean that you're playing here?
It's big. We've traditionally haven't played well at Alliance, at Scotts Bluff, at Sydney. We always play them a lot tighter and tougher at home. Get the home crowd. We'll have a winter royalty, so this place will be packed. There'll be lots of extra people here, and kids should take advantage of it and use that to their advantage and play off the crowd a little bit as well.
All right, a good win tonight.